Beautiful. That's Hillsong and the Potter's Hands here on Worship Radio 247. We come to that part in the program where I bring you a daily devotional, and today we're looking at Malachi, the first chapter and verse 11. We're doing a series on revival now. This is part 23. Don't forget, if you'd like to get the other parts, you can do that by going to www.worshipradio247.podbean.com, and you'll find all the other parts, and also you'll find all the archives there as well. You can listen to as many as you want, and there are hundreds and hundreds there. But today we're looking at Malachi, the first chapter and verse 11, and it says this: "But my name is honored by people of other nations from morning until night. All around the world, they offer sweet incense and pure offerings in honor of my name. For my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of heaven's armies." In the Hour One Nugget today, I was talking about making Jesus the number one priority in your life. And this also is saying the same thing. Beloved, it seems to me that when I bring you an Hour One Nugget and then a daily devotional, they always seem to go together. And this is never engineered, I promise you. But the Lord of Heaven's armies is saying to us today, right now, right at this very moment, my name is honored by people of other nations from morning until night, every day, the whole time, from morning until night, 24 hours a day, the name of the Lord is being honored. We are honoring his name. And we do that, beloved. You and I do that every single day when we worship God like this. Worship Radio 247 was created because God asked us to do this, and we are doing what God asked us to do. And this radio station allows you to worship God in spirit and in truth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of every year. You can worship God in spirit and in truth by just tuning in and joining in. But my name is honored by people of other nations from morning till night. I love that. I'm going to have a look at the King James Version. It says this: "For the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, says the Lord of hosts." I love that particular version. I really love that particular version. We know that we are supposed to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we are supposed to honor the name of Almighty God. Malachi the prophet is hearing from God, and God is saying this right now. He's saying this right now. My name shall be honored, says the King James Version. And that's a little bit different from here, for my name is honored, but it says my name shall be honored. In other words, that is a command. God Almighty is demanding that his name is honored from morning until night, 24 hours a day. My name shall be honored. Underline that in your Bible, if you will, beloved. But my name is honored by people of other nations. Just underline that. This is a commandment from Almighty God. where in the Hour One Nugget we were talking about making Jesus number one priority in our life. By doing that, we are honoring His name. And the only way that we can begin to see revival is to do just that. God Almighty has to be put first. He demands it. The Bible tells us He's a jealous God, and He demands that He is number one. He is the priority in your life. And I'm going to reiterate what I said in the Hour One Nugget. It seems that I have to. That we need to recognize who God Almighty is and look at this honor. But my name is honored by people of other nations from morning until night. That is what He is desiring. That is what He is demanding. But there's a payoff here. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And I want you to go to verse 1 right now. I'm going to read this to you. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you, O Israel. The one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I've called you by name and you are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I say I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Saba in your place. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because... And here's the point. Watch this. God Almighty says these words to you right now, to you right at this moment. He says, because you are precious to me. Do you get that? You are honored. It says there, you are honored, and I love you. You are honored, and I love you. We can see Almighty God is saying something really important. But He is saying, my name is honored by people of other nations from morning till night. But He also says in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and verse 4, He says, you are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you. Because He says to you today, you are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you. Doesn't He deserve your honor as well? Although God says, I am demanding this, we also know the Bible tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That means someone who you've been praying for, who is not a Christian right now, someone you have been praying for earnestly, and you think they're miles away. Know this, beloved, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every single knee will bow. Doesn't matter who they are. Adolf Hitler, the knee is going to bow. No matter who it is. Mussolini, the knee is going to be bowed in front of Jesus. Because God Almighty is demanding honor. And if we are already doing that, if we are already honoring Almighty God 24 hours a day by worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. Obviously, you can't worship 24 hours a day because you've got to sleep. But if you're not listening to worship radio and you want to worship, do you know what you can do? All you've got to do is say this, Almighty God, I love you and I honor you and I worship you now. And mean that in your heart. And if you say that while you're on the tube going to work, whether you're in your car in a traffic jam, whatever you happen to be doing, if you're standing there doing the washing up, if you're loading the dishwasher, if you're cooking a meal, it doesn't matter. You can say, Almighty God, I love you, I honor you, and I worship you. Say that with me now. Almighty God, I love you, I honor you, and I worship you. Say it again. Almighty God, I love you, I honor you, and I worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.